You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Good evening. Today is the extended tax deadline edition. It's July 15th, 2020, and it's a Wednesday evening, and the sun is shining, at least here in New York. So hopefully everybody's week is off to a great start as we hit the midpoint. My name is Scott Ponywaz. I am the publisher of callputstrike.com, as well as your host for the Call Put Strike podcast. Another busy day in the markets, both during the actual open periods of the market as well as after hours. So that's why we're a touch delayed on tonight's publishing of the podcast. We tried to sneak a little bit extra news in there in case you listen to this a little bit later after you've kind of settled in and relaxed after dinner, or if you decide to pick up on the previous day's news in the morning. So we always like to hear your feedback. News@callputstrike.com. Feel free to reach out, drop us a line, let us know how we can better serve you. And also check out callputstrike.com. There's some interesting areas we aren't going to cover, some interesting insights and trends on the electrical vehicle markets, and a little bit of a deeper dive into a couple of stocks, Tesla obviously, but also some others like NIO and some others out there as well. So be sure to head to callputstrike.com, see some of the other good work that our journalists are doing over there. So without further ado, let's get into today's news. And let's dive into today's daily financial news summary for Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. Bearish Bitcoin, Twitter gets hacked, and Goldman Sachs surges. This is your extended tax deadline edition. The middle of the week kept the market spirits high. The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones were both up by 0.9%, while the NASDAQ was up just 0.5%. Small cap stock index, the Russell 2000, which we don't always talk about every day, decided today was its time to climb. It grew 3.5% for the largest single day gain it has had since early June. While areas of the stock market remain volatile, and Bitcoin typically is one that stays in that volatile category, it actually has been seeing an unusual run of somewhat stability. Bitcoin slipped about 1% over the previous 24 hours with a 24-hour range of $9,153 to a top range of $9,279, which puts it below the 10-day and the 50-day moving average, which some are saying is a bearish signal after optimism the cryptocurrency would actually see its value surpass 10,000 in the near future. Jack Tan, the founding partner of Taiwan-based quant firm Kronos Research, said, quote, "Trading Bitcoins is about as exciting as sitting in traffic. I'm guessing Bitcoin's time will come in the next couple months, but for now, just enjoy the altcoin and equities rallies," end quote. Moderna stock price rose 6.9% following information published by the New England Journal of Medicine showing Moderna's coronavirus vaccine produced neutralizing antibodies in all 45 patients in its early stage human trial. The positive coronavirus news sent travel stocks higher, with American Airlines, United Airlines, and Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines all jumping more than 14% today. After the markets closed, however, American Airlines did announce warnings of approximately 25,000 potential furloughs, or about 20% of its staff. After hours, trading has only reacted slightly to the news, so we'll have to see how things move overnight and into tomorrow morning. Goldman Sachs surged and got a growth injection after beating earnings estimates. Share prices were up 1.4% after reporting revenue of $13.3 billion, which is more than $3.5 billion higher than its estimates. They shared most of the growth and said that it was thanks to strong results in its trading and investment banking divisions. Amazon slid 2.4%, Netflix fell 0.3%, but Apple saw increases of 0.7% following an EU, European Union, court ruling to relieve the company of a 2016 European Commission order for them to pay $15 billion in taxes. In other tech news, after the markets closed, Twitter experienced a hack that impacted Bill Gates, Elon Musk, former president Barack Obama, and many other prominent accounts. The hack immediately called the already struggling social media into question about their ability to protect user accounts. The stock has so far fallen 4% in after-hours trading at the time of publishing Wednesday evening. Tesla CEO Elon Musk was the first account that appeared to be hacked. His account posted a tweet Wednesday afternoon promising to double any payments sent to a specific Bitcoin address that was included in the tweet. According to blockchain.com, one wallet linked to in the tweets had apparently received over 12 Bitcoin. For those playing at home, that is worth over $110,000 at the current Bitcoin to US dollar exchange rate. That is your daily financial news summary for Wednesday, July 15th. Coming up after our short word from our sponsor, we're going to take a look at what the U.S.-China trade war has taught us 1 year in. Who are the winners? Who are the losers? Hang tight. We'll be back in just a second. You're listening to Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights for today's Insights or Trends segment that we always cover in the second half. We are going to look at what the U.S.-China trade war has taught us after 1 year. Who are the winners? Who are the losers? 1 year since it started, the U.S.-China trade war is far from over, having had casualties and disrupting the way countries trade with one another. The most significant casualties have been U.S. and Chinese companies that have had to change their investment plans in the two countries, as well as how they do business. So what has happened and what's been the U.S.-China trade war disruption? Trade between the two economic powerhouses is seen dwindling as the fear of trade tariffs forces importers and exporters to source for other markets. Traders and companies in the two countries have been sourcing the same products in other alternative locations to avoid the potential pitfalls of hefty tariffs. The changing export and import landscape between the U.S. and China has also given rise to some of the biggest beneficiaries. With $250 billion worth of Chinese exports subject to tariffs, 82% of it is set to go to other countries. Likewise, $85 billion of U.S. exports subject to Chinese tariffs will also benefit other countries. Higher tariffs imposed by Beijing forced U.S. importers to source for phones, parts of office machines, travel goods, and automatic data process machines in other markets. Likewise, Chinese importers have had to source items such as soybeans, grains, cotton products, and aircraft parts in other markets. So who's seeing some gains? That would be the Chinese neighbor down south, Vietnam. Escalating trade war tensions has seen Vietnam emerge as one of the biggest beneficiaries of the bitter standoff. The country has seen its GDP, or gross domestic product, gain as much as 7.9% on becoming a significant U.S. trading partner. A report by Nomura indicates that Vietnam has seen a spike in the amount of business it does with the U.S. The country is exporting most of its products to the U.S. as U.S. importers refrain from the Chinese market in fear of retaliatory tariffs. China, Malaysia, and Argentina, on the other hand, have emerged as China's biggest trading partners as the countries continue to export more products to the Chinese markets in place of the United States. And there you have it. That wraps up today's episode of Call Put Strike, Daily Financial News and Insights. If you're interested in potentially being a part of a new series we might introduce, we might do a periodic interview with somebody with insights into the trends of today's financial markets or other business trends. So if you think that you could be a fit for this, please reach out to us at news@callputstrike.com. Again, that's news@callputstrike.com. And we'd love to hear from you. Or if you have someone that you'd like to recommend, we welcome that as well. So signing off for today's July 15th Call Put Strike podcast edition. Have a great evening. We will see you tomorrow evening. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights.